Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us. I am your host Mansi Vijay and today we will discuss different ways to practice self-care. Since most of us are crazy busy, have stressful jobs or are too consumed with technology to make time for ourselves, me time is usually the last on our agenda. At its heart, self-care is much more than just having a hot bath and an early night. In fact, it actually refers to a whole range of activities that are carried out with the intention of reducing stress, enhancing energy, and restoring health. So, I think without wasting much time, we should welcome our renowned self-care management expert, Mr. Raj Soni. He'll be sharing some of the best ways to refuel ourselves with the best self-care management tips. So, hello Raj. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mansi, for inviting me.
So, Mr. Raj, why should we prioritize self-care? What do you think?
Well, often ignored but totally necessary, self-care is an action or behavior that helps us avoid triggering health problems and ultimately improving our mental health.
Yeah, and?
I would say self-care makes up an essential part of a healthy lifestyle that keeps us healthy, happy, and more in tune with our mind and body. In fact, what I think is self-care tips are basically a set of activities that are performed with an intent to reduce stress,
okay,
body energy level, and regain a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
A few people mistook this with being selfish. However, it's not like that.
Okay.
It's all about taking time for yourself, mm-hmm, out of this stressful life and refueling your physical, mental and spiritual well-being.
Ultimately, that is what self-care is about.
Right.
So, you mean that self-care is really beneficial for our well-being, as you have discussed several factors around it. So, Raj, what do you think? Why people aren't actually practicing self-care much?
Well, people are so busy with their work schedule and personal matters that they often forget to share some time with themselves, and that is very important. But what they don't realize is that practicing self-care can shower huge benefits on one's physical, mental and psychological well-being.
Well said, Raj. Like when you were talking about that it improves physical, mental and also psychological well-being, can you just tell me that how self-care management tips actually help in, you know, boosting physical well-being? What's your take?
Yes, Mansi. Performing self-care tips regularly can help you control blood pressure,
okay,
heart rate, digestion, and other systems in your body.
Okay.
Well, in other words, it helps you feel motivated and nurtures positiveness in your thought process.
All right. Like, well, this is actually something really important that everyone should actually look out for. Now that we know what is self-care and what is its actual importance, Raj, I'm really curious to know, like, how one can take care of self. Like, is there anything, you know, particular in tips, or what's basically your mantra of self-care? How one can start practicing self-care today?
All right. Well, as you have asked about my personal life, let me share. There are a few practices that I personally follow.
Okay.
I start my day with a bottle full of water.
Yeah.
Every doctor advises in taking plenty of water every day.
Of course.
One should consume at least 4 liters of water. That's around like 15 cups a day. However, the average intake is around 2.5 liters for a normal guy. I should suggest that, you know, instead of taking a glass, drink a bottle full of lukewarm water just after you wake up.
Okay. Like, why you are talking about the lukewarm water?
Well, lukewarm water ignites your digestive system and, okay, you know, your body starts working once you wake up. People with bulgy waistline should also add 3 teaspoons of lemon juice with honey to cut down the fat.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example for, you know, people like me who have bulging waistlines. Thank you so much for this great tip.
You should try that.
Yeah. Okay, so like, do you believe in workout or stuff? Is it really important for self-care?
Yes, I would say it's really important to pump up some iron on a daily basis.
Okay.
You can start your day with light exercise if you are a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you should exercise for 15 minutes or more to keep your muscles moving and stay active.
Oh.
Also, Mansi, you can start practicing yoga or meditation if you have extra time.
Right.
Well, as per your age and ambience, you can start your day with a brisk walk, skipping, cycling, swimming, or stretching. I mean, it's totally up to you what you want to choose.
Okay.
But please ensure that, you know, you get your body temperature to 101 degrees Celsius for a few minutes on a daily basis.
That's amazing, Raj. So for our listeners, is there any, you know, easy to perform self-care tips that they can follow today?
Yeah, of course. There are certain easy to perform self-care tips that I can introduce here. Since you have given me this platform, so yeah. Let me tell you the first tip, which I personally enjoy.
Okay.
And that is taking a cold shot.
As in, what shot you are talking about?
As in, I'm not talking about a vaccination.
Okay.
Well, whenever you take a shower, you just need to ensure that you always spend last 30 seconds in cold water.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah. So this will ignite a big burst of energy level as your body will try to conserve heat and boost up your blood circulation. You know, of course, you should avoid it in case of illness. But then doing such regularly can help you feel recharged. You will feel recharged, energized. And, you know, a cold shot is definitely a wonderful thing to start your day with.
Okay, like some people also prefer to have like scented candles around. They can also, you know, take a cup of herbal tea with them and enjoy reading their favorite book. I think that works well for me, so I'm trying to.
being a girl, you can try that, but imagine me trying that will not suit me.
No, that's fine.
Right.
Another tip for our listeners?
Of course, you know, whenever you get ready for your work, you should have a king-size breakfast.
Right.
You can add a lot of fruit, juice, you know, fiber-rich products in your breakfast so that you feel energetic throughout the day.
Okay.
Try to eat at least one fruit in the entire day so that, you know, it boosts your vitamin level and your blood vitamin level in your blood cells.
Okay, it's like that. So I think, Raj, I really want to know that what kind of breakfast do you personally prefer?
I prefer a rainbow breakfast on a regular basis.
What's rainbow breakfast? That's a new term to, you know, acknowledge.
Well, it contains, you know, colorful food items which I can have, like carrot to start with,
okay.
Orange.
Like all the colors of
all
rainbow.
The colors,
like
yeah.
For the red, you can have apple, or for the yellow color, you may have lemons or mangoes. Maybe that's something to that's really something to start your day with.
Correct.
That was amazing, Raj. But I have heard that several people prefer to, you know, listen calm music whenever they are feeling down or they are feeling dull or something like that. So what do you think?
Definitely music is the best therapy one can have for all kind of circumstances.
Yeah.
Listening to peaceful audio helps in reducing stress, anxiety, and can swing your mood, you know, whenever you are stressful.
Okay.
It is usually recommended to play some positive, motivational, instrumental, or meditational kind of music, you know, to get away from dull mood.
That's perfect. That works for me, actually. So,
right.
Moving on. So, Raj, please tell us our next self-care tip.
All right. I would like to share that, you know, you can start your day on a positive note.
Yeah.
Try staying happy, focused, and joyful throughout the day. Spread smiles and, you know, don't hesitate to laugh out loud whenever you get chance. As you do.
You know, I have a really very bad habit of laughing out so loud. Like,
well, be positive about it. You know, it's okay. Not negative. It's a positive thing.
Okay.
You can, you know, think positive in every aspect. It's an art that one should master it. by practicing optimism in everything.
So Raj, can you share some tips for our listeners that what they can do to practice optimism on daily basis?
Well, gaining optimism is an art, you know.
Okay.
You need to stay confident.
Mm-hmm.
You can aim high.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Always believe that, yes, you can do it.
Yeah.
Reading quotes from popular personalities will also, you know, help you
stay positive.
Yeah.
So Raj, our next self-care management tip would be?
All right. Next, I would suggest you to try relaxing your eyes and body after every 2 hours.
I think this particular tip will especially be, you know, very helpful for, you know, people who are having, you know, 12 hours job.
Those who are indulged in 9-to-5 job or who spend like 10 to 12 hours a day staring at the screen should relax their eyes for 5 minutes at least after every 2 hours.
Okay.
You can take a break or move your eyes off the screen as and when you get some time, you know. You should not look at the screen at a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing what you can do together is, you know, stretch your body with light exercise to relax your back, to relax your neck,
mm-hmm,
and your arms. You know, try closing your eyes for a few seconds and just enjoy it.
Okay, so but just you have to make sure that your boss is not around.
Definitely.
Yeah. So our next self-care tip is?
Okay, next I would suggest, this is one of my favorite.
Okay.
You should stay close to nature. It's one of the greatest self-care tip.
Yeah.
Be close to nature. Uh-huh. Natural ambience and atmosphere may boost up your energy level and lead you to a happy and healthy life. You know, even several research states that those who live close to nature live long and surely a healthy life.
Yeah, I know. Like our listeners should understand that they should specially try exposing themselves to a riverbank, a garden, or maybe, you know, they should witness sunset or sunrise. Whenever they get some time, they should go for camping as well. Like, try out trekking once a week to capture the gorgeous nature. What do you think, Raj?
Definitely, yes. Sunset is one of my favorite spots, which I would always want to sit with.
Okay. So, our next self-care tip will be?
Next, I would suggest you to set your own rules and targets.
Okay.
All right.
So, that would be?
What I want to say over here is, my listeners, do not forget to challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should always give challenges to yourself, set targets and work hard to achieve them. This will build your self-confidence and boost your morale.
Mm-hmm.
You should also understand that it's essential to have some rules and do's and don'ts in your life.
Yeah, of course. One should not, you know, cross that limit and never ever indulge themselves in an activity that, you know, maybe remind themselves of their cruelty, failure, or maybe negativity. Of course, it's true that you should live limitlessly, but I think one should always consider that their actions will be accepted by society or not, because that's a valid point. Right.
Right. And if you ever feel that, you know, society will not accept your
mm-hmm.
actions, that means you should understand that you're doing something wrong.
Of course.
Right. So the next and the last point which I would like to take over here is do not forget to reward or to treat yourself.
Yeah, that's really important, Raj.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, others do not recognize your deeds, but then you
mm-hmm.
know that if you have done something good,
yeah,
then you should definitely reward or treat yourself.
Of course. Like, celebrate each moment is really necessary.
That's correct. So, gift yourself something which you desire, or, you know, you're on your payday, you can treat yourself every now and then. Of course, you know, you have to maintain a healthy diet, but certainly cheat days are always there.
Of course.
Right. So several students have shown that, you know, rewarding self frequently works best. If you are suffering from mental trauma, stress, anxiety, or depression. What do you say?
Yeah, of course. Like, of all the judgments we pass in life, nothing is more important than the judgment we pass on ourselves. So, you know, it's very necessary to, you know, make yourself happy and then, you know, think about others, that what they would think or what they will say about your personality or maybe how you treat yourself. So ultimately that doesn't, you know, affect yourself. So do what you want and just take a moment to, you know, make your soul happy.
Right. And what I would say over here is live the life you love, or love the life you live.
Very well said, Raj. Thank you so much for sharing some, you know, effective tips to self-care. I literally hope that our listeners will realize its importance and actually, you know, take step forward to incorporate these tips to take care of themselves. Thank you so much again.
Well, thank you so much, Bansi, for having me here. And I hope that our listeners can take the best out of it. Thank you.
Okay, so with this, we are coming to an end of our podcast. I hope that our listeners enjoyed it. For more such motivational words and inspiring stories, visit www.kamsage.com. Thank you and have a nice day.